welcome to Weston Green Speaks. Today we have a very special guest, our new head teacher, Mr. Brown. We're looking forward to getting to know him better and learn about his journey to education, his favourite things and his vision for our school. Let's get started.
Hi Mr. Brown, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to start with something fun. What's your favourite animal and why?
My favourite animal is an orangutan, and I don't know why, but when I just watch them, I just feel so relaxed. They just seem to swing in slow motion, and for me it's also a bit like looking in a mirror. So.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food is probably either chicken wings, or you know when you go to the Chinese and you get those duck wraps?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
they're really good.
Those.
But no cucumber for me, thank you, if you're ever making one.
I love cucumbers.
Yeah, no cucumber, it just takes the taste away.
That's awesome. Now we're curious, which is one of our school values. How did you first get into education? What made you want to become a teacher and eventually a head teacher?
I'm in education completely by accident. So I didn't do very well at school because there was nothing in my school that really interested me. So I'm interested in politics and debating and economics, and none of that was available in my secondary school, right? So I became quite bored and I didn't try my best, and the only thing I was good at was computers. And so I did my degree in computers, and then I ended up being the computer guy for a prep school, much like Weston Green, but a bit bigger. And I did that for a few years, and then I got bored of that, and an opportunity came up to sort of cover the lessons when the teacher was away. So I started doing that, and one day I was just sitting there covering an RE lesson, and I remember it very well. And I thought to myself, I'm the computer guy and I have to work in the holidays. And actually, I love teaching more. And also, I could get the holidays if I was a teacher. So I went to the headmistress at the time and I said, please, can I train to be a teacher on the job? And she said, yes, she was very kind and she put me through teacher training. And because I loved it so much, I then became ambitious, right? Because I'd found my passion. And after 6 years, I got the job as a deputy head, and 11 years after that, here I am as head of Weston Green. And that was not the plan. It's happened completely by accident, but I'm absolutely delighted. And it just goes to show you that when you find your passion, you will fly. And I'm very lucky to have found mine.
That's really inspiring. When you're not at school, what are some of your hobbies? What do you do in your free time?
So my first hobby is my family. So I love spending time with my family. I've got quite a big family. So my wife's got 3 children and I've got 2 children. And so it's a very busy house. Sometimes we have all 5 children and sometimes we have no children. And sometimes we have a number of children in between. So it's a very fun house, but it's quite chaotic. So they're great to spend time with. I also love going to watch a local football match, you know, like the sort of football match where you can take a dog. I do have a dog, so I do dog walking, and I try and go to the gym, and I also eat chicken wings as well.
Do you have a pet, or did you have a pet when you were a child?
So growing up, I had 3 hamsters, and they were all called Cyril, because I liked the name Cyril, and then I couldn't think of a better one. So just went with 3 Cyrils. Nowadays, we have a tortoise and a dog. So the dog's called Haida, and she's a rescue dog, and we're not really sure what breed she is. She's a cross. She's lovely, but she's not very clever. And the tortoise is called Boo, because it pops its head out and says boo. And the tortoise is 3 years old and will live to 90, because we don't hibernate it, right? So it'll live to 90. And bearing in mind we've got 5 children, it will outlive me and it will outlive my wife, right? So we've got to choose which child to hand our tortoise onto. And I don't know if you guys got any ideas about how we would choose which child gets the tortoise. Should we just pick
hand it over
the
to
eldest one?
Just to yeah, you. Just hand it over
the
to
the eldest
us.
One.
The eldest one. I was thinking about picking my favourite.
Your favourite.
Okay. I'll think about it.
We'll give it to the school and the school could have
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that would be cool.
Wow, that's really interesting. What's your favourite sport? Did you used to play a sport when you were younger?
So I played more cricket than football, but football is my favourite sport. But I'm not like you, Louis. I'm not gifted at sport. So I'm better watching. And I can run, but it's not really a sport, is it? It's just for fitness.
Who do you support?
I support my local team called Chertsey Town, you've heard of them?
Yeah.
Great. So Chertsey Town are a great club because it's really friendly, it's not expensive, and do you know what? The players don't get paid very much, but they go out every week and they try their hardest, and I find that really inspiring, and there's a great team ethic, and they're all good guys who play fairly, and that's why I love watching them.
What do you do with your children in your spare time?
My children love theme parks. Anyone else like theme parks? Roller coasters?
Yeah.
So
especially
we,
ones with loops.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
especially ones good. With loops. Yeah. So we go to theme parks quite a lot. We have the Merlin passes, you know those?
Oh yeah.
What is a Merlin pass?
It's a pass that gets you into like Thorpe Park, Chessington, Legoland, and you can just go as many times as you want. It's actually really good value if you go a lot. We should get a free Merlin pass for advertising Merlin passes.
Yes, we should. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll write to them.
Yeah, come on, Merlin passes and get a free.
Yeah.
Listen to this. My name's Charlotte. This is Alex, Esme, Louis, and William, and Mr. Brown. Give us all Merlin passes.
And for our children and families.
We can go on a school trip.
School trip.
We can go on a school trip.
Or do you know, in my last school, I invented, we should bring this here.
Yeah.
It was called Balls in the Bowl, right? And if your whole class was good for a whole lesson, you got a ball in the bowl. And whichever year group got the most balls in the bowl got to go to Chessington at the end of the year.
What?
Can you tell us about your vision for Weston Green School? What exciting things do you hope to see in our future?
Yeah, okay, so I'm still working on that plan, so I'd love it if you asked me again in 2 months' time. But if you look at the skills people will need in the future, okay, bearing in mind the world changes really fast, it's technology skills, it's people skills, and it's thinking skills.
Yeah.
And so I want every lesson at Weston Green to either improve your technology skills, your people skills, or your thinking skills, whilst also giving you the opportunity to follow your passions. And there's much more to come on those plans that we're still working on, but that's what's really important to me, is that you're forming habits that will help you for your whole life.
That's a great idea. That's a pretty good idea.
So that was really nice to hear. Do you have a favourite restaurant?
That's a great question. Favourite restaurant? So I do love the Giggling Squid. Have you ever been to the Giggling Squid?
We live.
I go to a restaurant called Massaniello's. They do amazing pizzas.
Oh, I'll go there. What town is that in?
Do you have a favourite place you've been to?
Just like on holiday or somewhere here?
That's a good question. My favourite place is Berlin because of the history, and German people are so friendly, and it's a lovely culture.
I went to Rome and there was a lot of history there as well.
There is a lot of history in Rome. Is that where the Colosseum is?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you go there?
Yeah.
That's still on my list. Yeah. I haven't been to much of Italy, but yeah, I love it when I go.
Sicily was really good, but Mount Etna erupted while we were there, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. We are thrilled to have you leading our school, and we can't wait to be part of all the exciting adventures ahead. That's all for today's episode of Weston Green Speaks. Thanks for listening.